好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to ChineseClass101.com. This is Business Chinese for Beginners, Season 1, Lesson 24, Giving and Receiving Instructions in Chinese. Michael here.
大家好, I'm 德华。
In this lesson, you'll learn how to follow instructions. The conversation takes place at an office.
It's between Monica and Tom.
The speakers are boss and employee. Therefore, they will speak formal Chinese. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Listen
to the conversation one time slowly.
拿这个去人力资源部门，他们会给你一张门卡和健身卡。
知道了。
回来后，请准备下礼拜的预约计划，然后传给我和 Linda。
好的，还有其他吗？
就这样，做完后向我汇报一下吧。
知道了。
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
拿这个去人力资源部门，他们会给你一张门卡和健身卡。
Take this to the HR department. They will give you the entrance card and fitness card.
知道了。
Absolutely.
回来后，请准备下礼拜的预约计划，然后传给我和 Linda。
When you are back,Please prepare the appointment schedule for the next week and send it to me and Linda.
好的，还有其他吗？
Of course. Anything else?
就这样，做完后向我汇报一下吧。
No, that's all. Please let me know once you're finished.
知道了。
Of course. Monica gave Tom a few tasks in this lesson's conversation.
She is his boss, after all.
Dehua, can you tell us a little about the hierarchy in Chinese companies?
Positions are very defined in Chinese companies.
So is there a distance between subordinates and their superiors?
Yes, there is. Age is important too.
Older and more experienced staff are well respected.
That's very important.
Do you have any tips for our listeners on how to interact with Chinese colleagues?
You should avoid physical contact,
such as patting someone on the back or touching shoulders,
and stay humble.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
拿去
to take, to bring.
拿去拿去
Next we have
门卡
Entrance card
门卡门卡
Next we have
健身
Fitness, workout
健身健身
Next we have
回来
To come back, to return
回来回来
Next we have
下礼拜
Next week
下礼拜下礼拜
Next we have
预约
Appointment
预约预约
Next we have
计划
Schedule
计划计划
Next we have
其他
Other
其他其他
And lastly
做完
To finish, to complete a task.
做完，做完。
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is,
他下礼拜五回来。
Meaning, he will be back next Friday. Let's break this phrase down.
First is 他, which means he. Next is 下礼拜五。
That is next Friday. The final part means come back, return.
回来。
You can use this pattern to say that someone will be back soon, too.
Yes, you will use 一会儿。他一会儿回来。
She'll be back in a bit. Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say,他下个礼拜五回来之后会回复你。
Which means, he will be back next Friday, then he'll get back to you. Okay, what's the next word?
预约计划。
Meaning appointment schedule. This is our final phrase for this lesson.
First is 预约。
Appointment. The final part means schedule, part.
计划。
You can also talk about other types of schedules.
For example, 旅行计划
Travel schedule. Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, 准备预约计划
Which means to prepare the appointment schedule. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about giving instructions.We're going to look at a way of giving very direct instructions. This isn't difficult grammar, thankfully.
This is very simple.
But it is still polite. What is the basic pattern?
请 followed by a verb phrase.
Sometimes, you might need something additional in the middle, such as a pronoun. Let's hear some examples.
请坐这里。
Please sit here.
请关门。
Please close the door.
请打印三份。
Make three copies, please.
请你准备开会的文件。
Please prepare the documents for the meeting. Dehua, how can we reply to these requests?
With phrases such as 没问题。
Not a problem.
好。
Sure.
知道。
Absolutely.
好,我马上开始。
Okay, I'll start right now.
还有其他吗?
Is there anything else?
对不起,我没时间。
I'm sorry, but I don't have time to work on that.
Listeners, do you find it hard to remember new words?
Here's how you never forget Chinese words again.
The Word Bank.
This is your personal collection of words and phrases.
And all the new words you've learned in this lesson.
Just save them to the Word Bank with one click.
And you can instantly review them in one spot.
Organize them the way you want.
And even print them out as physical vocabulary lists.
Go to ChineseClass101.com
and try my Word Bank.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
再见。
拿这个去人力资源部门，他们会给你一张门卡和健身卡。
知道了。
回来后，请准备下礼拜的预约计划，然后传给我和 Linda。
好的，还有其他吗？
就这样，做完后向我汇报一下吧。
知道了。